Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The following is intended for bizarre audiences only. Welcome to the Midnight Library.
Madam, you'll be pleased to know Miss Harlow has arrived.
Oh, splendid, darling. Oh, please usher her into the Crystal Conservatory. It's so dark and cozy now.
I said she's arrived, madam. I cannot tell you where she is. And before you ask, I also cannot tell you what she is.
I would have thought a shapeshifter like you could sniff out another shapeshifter immediately.
Generally, we can. But one so clever as Miss Harlow is trickier.
Well, she is wise in so many ways, I do believe.
Wise indeed, madam. Wise indeed.
Good evening. Yes, come right in. Oh, how wonderful you've all found your way through Phantom Forest without even a sliver of a moon to guide you.
You
have a flashlight. I always forget about modern technology. Although a flashlight would make you more visible, so... You heard a hoot owl. Great. You're afraid of them. Oh, Mr. Rodent. Rodent. With a B. I always forget. Sorry. Boy, are you going to be a treat. In for a treat. Please take your seat. Welcome, welcome, my dear guest. I am your harbinger of hope, Miranda Merrick. It's so lovely to see all of your beautiful faces around the room. So calm and eager. Please make yourself at home. Straight away, I want to assure you that tonight... we will not have the repeating terror of the reading room being filled with daunting, leering birds, as we did with our lovely reading on crows. I don't know how that happened. By the way, just luck, I suppose. Tonight's reading, by special request, I'm pleased to tell you, is on the magnificent subject of owls. There will be riveting owl facts and dark lore from long ago, of course, and talk of the owl's preferred choices of food. So, on the hospitality tray, we have Natasha's versions of Field Mice Delight. I believe that's some kind of cake, and lizard goulash in tiny little bowls, and moles on a stick, which is technically still food. Waste not, want not. So brilliant and creative our Natasha is. She could probably even be coaxed into catering your wedding if the form of payment was to her liking. Maybe you could write her a note instead of approaching her directly. She's introverted, you know. As I was saying, tonight's topic was requested by a few of you, our lovely guests. We here in the library have always been deeply fond of owls as beings, but I must say I was surprised to learn that many of you are too. And those of you who are yet to be persuaded into warming to or appreciating owls, well, I believe tonight's plethora of owl information will certainly bring you under our wing. As they say, there's so much to take in. In the interest of being transparent, I do want to confess. I want to tell you there is one owl here, somewhere in the library with us tonight. This is our Miss Harlow, who only visits when she brings word of something or someone to us. She's mostly quiet, hardly ever visible, but excessively smart, prophetic, and accurate. And like other owls, she is extremely good at blending into her surroundings. Her beautiful feathers give her the most unique camouflage. She basically can't be seen at all. In the not-too-distant past, she brought me a special gift, which I do think you'll be most intrigued with. More on this a bit later. It'll be great, undoubtedly. Owls, as you probably well know, are very distinctive birds that are easily recognized by everyone. It's both fascinating and amusing to me that even if you only show a picture of an owl to a child for the first time ever, they will continue to recognize them instantly for the rest of their lives. They'll never point at an owl and say, "Chicken!" Owls make a lasting impression on the human psyche, and seemingly always have. These striking birds, with their huge forward-facing eyes and distinguished facial feathers, belong to the order of Strigiformes, or birds of prey. You know, the ones that diligently hunt and consume small mammals, wee rodents, fish, lizards, snakes, and even other birds, which, now that I think of it, may be the reason Professor Steerpike is not present tonight. We'll revisit the unique dietary habits of the owls later on. Even this has much compelling curiosity to offer. Now, I will briefly and nearly sincerely apologize to anyone who may, unbelievably, have a fear of owls. I see your hand, Mr. Brodent. Yes. I always seem to forget that human people often have fears of so many things.
Good.
Excuse me. Goodness. Speaking of fears, there seems to be a distinction that I made a little side note in my margin here. I don't often read you my side notes. Here it is. A distinction between fearing something and having a phobia about it. Apparently, if you have a fear of something, this would most likely be based in reality, by way of some unpleasant experience in real life. So, let's say if, when you were a child, an owl swooped on you, mistaking your tiny head and auburn hair for a bunny. And its meat-tearing talons ripped out a little patch of flesh from your itty-bitty head. Then you would have a realistic fear, I guess, of owls. However, if nothing real has ever happened to you regarding owls, and you are prone to flights of fancy and fantasy, believing that you hear their eerie, condemning calls, and you have some bizarre idea that an owl, or many owls, or all of the owls, are watching you from afar, silently in the trees, or from darkened alcoves, peering into your windows at night, watching you sleep, waiting for just the right moment when you're most vulnerable to exact harm or even to deliver some message of doom. Well, you have an owl phobia, strigiformophobia, and you're probably not too far off in your reasoning, no matter what any psychologist tells you. Yes, Mr. Brodent, yes, you have both of these. Oh my. Well, how utterly fascinating. Oh, the word alcove, by the way, is not an owl cove. It's A-L-C-O-V-E, and has nothing to do with owls. Other than being an excellent spot for them to perch in. Tonight's reading in the Midnight Library was initially difficult to find a sponsor for, as no one seemed to want to admit that they were in allegiance with the owls. The League of Lady Gravediggers are, of course, friendly with the owls in Phantom Forest, but they were reluctant to share any information. The Broom and Fang pub, we happen to know, has a large family of barn owls that they provide, let's say, scraps to. But they also did not wish to confirm this. And Evil Lynn's Everything Store flat out denied having anything, let alone everything, owl-related. This left only one, Grimm's Grocers. Let's say you have a certain friend who does a nocturnal prowl. Don't even bother to pretend. Grimm's knows your pal is an owl. Lucky for you, there's the raptor aisle, overflowing with ready-made prey. Your hootie friend can rest for a while when you shop this disgusting buffet. There's Kraft Rat and Cheese and Campbell's Cream of Vole. There's Kellogg's Frosted Mice. Ben and Jerry's boneless moles and spam with extra lice. They have Chef Boyardee frog ravioli and bird's eye frozen snakes. Warm skunk hot dogs roasted slowly and Little Debbie fish gut cakes. Give your ravenous flesh-eating friend the night off. Find all of his favorite feasting delights in the Raptor aisle at Grimm's. On special this week, Kellogg's Belgian Weasel Waffles. Buyer beware, wide slotted toaster required, not affiliated with Weasel Waffle House. Some bones, fur, and or toenails may be included. Shop for your family and your fine feathered friends at Grimm's Grocers on the corner of Vincent and Price. So, my lovelies, there are amazing facts that are surprising fun, like there being owls on every continent except Antarctica, and over 250 species at that. But I know just exactly what you've come to hear. You want to know why they are the way they are, and how their very presence came to be so mysterious and chilling. Another fact that points towards a clue to their ever-present history intersecting with mankind since ancient times. The earliest known images of owls were made by prehistoric people. They carved, etched, or painted depictions of snowy owls on cave walls in France. And not just a few thousand years ago, but over 13,000 years ago. Think of it. People with no written language, etched into stone in the most permanent way they knew how. They wrote to us about owls. More primitive owl art has also been discovered in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, in Guatemala and Australia. The owls have always been with us. You may have heard the phrase or even seen images of the owl of Athena. In ancient Greece, the goddess Athena was almost always depicted being accompanied by an owl. Athena, the virgin warrior's image, was everywhere in Greece, with some images being so very old that they are believed to have been initially taken from an even more ancient Indo-European or Minoan culture. Athena, often shown in a loose gown or bare-breasted, carrying a spear, and almost always with an owl, either perched on her shoulder or in flight right beside her. Both beings, the goddess and the raptor, each symbolizing wisdom, strategy, warfare, intellect, and skill. If you saw an owl in these past times, you were believed to be favored by Athena, the owl being your personal good omen, a blessing sent to you from the goddess. The Greek people and the people of Athens took the association between the goddess and the owl so seriously, they had coins struck in their honor, with a bejeweled Athena in profile on one side of the coin, and a full-length depiction of a large-eyed owl on the other. It is said that owls were cared for and kept inside the temple that was dedicated to the goddess Athena. Rome was not to be outdone when it came to goddess worshiping. And they, let's say, borrowed the glorious symbol of the owl for their own wise female deity, Minerva. Minerva was less warlike, but equally known for her gifts of intellect, poetry, crafting, and trade and commerce. Minerva and her beloved owls also made their appearance engraved on Roman coins. It is from these bygone, prominent portrayals of owls that many believe caused them to become the revered, mystical, and even feared creatures that they are today. Now, if you travel in the same circles that we do, here in the Midnight Library, and I know that some of you do, because I have seen you. Excuse me, because I've seen you. Don't worry, your secret is safe with me. For now. Well, you know that these stunning birds are associated with mystery, omens, magic, secret knowledge, cleverness, and clairvoyance. You know that witches have long been believed to keep owls as their familiars. Now, I can neither confirm nor deny this. I can only proclaim that we have more than one book here that refers to owls as cats with wings. Nice. Shakespeare himself has had much to do with cementing this vision we all have in our minds of owls. He referred to the owls as the fatal bellman, one that signals by their haunting sound the death knell of someone soon to be no more. If you are wondering if this has ever happened, well, there is a bit of luscious lore that it was the call of an owl that signaled the death of none other than Julius Caesar. But probably unbeknownst to Shakespeare, the idea of owls being the harbinger of doom was long before believed by the Native Americans. Many tribes told of how their medicine men could not only communicate with owls, but also had the ability to transform into them and fly soundlessly through the night on their secret missions. Fine work if you can get it. Just a few tribes who held this deep belief were the Apache, the Cree, and the Cherokee people. Interestingly, the Cherokee tribe had a single word, skilly, for both horned owls and witches. Ah! The horns on the great horned owl is a misnomer, by the way, as these are neither the horns nor the ears of the magnificent bird, but are in fact tufts of raised feathers that give the creature its menacing look. Our Father Hoopbrook offers the assistance of owls as a post-funerary service. I just remembered. They're trained to perch in the trees and to peek in the windows of certain mourners who weren't so nice to the deceased. Isn't that fabulous? Sorry. I think he offers a fine service. It is true that one of the reasons owls never go hungry is because they can fly right past you and not be heard at all. Their motion is nearly 100% silent. This is due to the delicate structure of their wings that barely disturbs the air they glide upon. In the dim light or darkness, their prey never see them coming, and they never hear them. Many people think it is often the large and spooky eyes of the owl that guarantees their every meal, or their ability to turn their heads an amazing 270 degrees, or 135 degrees to each side. The reason they can do this is due to their skeletal gift of having 14 neck vertebrae. Why can't you do this? Because you humans only have 7. But the owl's most helpful and dynamic feature is mostly hidden. It's their amazing auditory perception, the structure of their hidden ears that benefits them the most when hunting for their prey. They can hear their next meal scurrying along, even if it's hidden below a deep blanket of snow. And the striking look of an owl's face, the way their feathers are splayed out in widening rings around their bright eyes. That's not for decoration alone, or to attract a mate, although I'm sure it helps. Those flattened or scooped feathers that flare out from their smallish beaks or even stand out from the sides of their majestic heads. All of these fine feathers direct every minute sound directly to their finely tuned ears. You cannot take a single step in a forest that an owl does not fear. I'm sure that's not a comfort to our Mr. Rodent. Has anyone seen Mr. Rodent? Rodent? No? Oh, well. There is another disturbing sound other than the distinctive hooting call that the owls can make. Any of the owls from the smallest of the species, being the elf owl of only 5 inches tall, to the largest, all the way up to the great gray owl that's nearly 3 feet tall, with a wingspan of over 5 feet, which would still be small compared to our breed in Phantom Forest. The other sound is that of them disgorging or regurgitating the parts of their meals they cannot digest. This would be the fur, feathers, teeth, claws, and bones of their eaten prey. They charmingly retch until all of these things come back up, all gathered up in a neat, damp, disgusting tubular lump referred to as an owl pellet. See, I told you it would be great. If you weren't a huge fan of owls before, I'll bet you are now. These repugnant thrown-up pellets, believe it or not, are a treasure trove of enthralling goodies to see. The pellets are sought after by oddities collectors, studied by scientists and nature conservators, and even dissected by school children to teach them how to be macabre, I guess. See? We're not the only weirdos around. You can even purchase the pellets yourself and get out your best tweezers and book of small mammal skeletons to see if you can identify what some unknown owl has wolfed down. No offense, Mr. Darling. And brought back up. Now, my lovelies, as you file out of the reading room, you may come a little closer to me, if you don't upset Irma. And I'll hold out for you to see. That's right. There we are. Come closer, Miss Carolyn. I'll hold out for you to see my necklace. That was a gift from our Miss Harlow.
You!
That'll do, Miss Carolyn. It's a pendant made of wee mouse bones that were tediously fished out of a vomited-up barn owl pellet. Isn't it sweet? Here we are. Look, look, look. Don't try to touch it. Bits of poor little mousy live on, set in resin, and dangling above my loving bosom. I believe that's his pelvis and maybe a hip bone. Isn't that sweet? The circle of life or whatever. All right, that's enough show and tell from me. Please gather your things and follow Mr. Darling out onto the veranda. Oh, and if you see Mr. Rodent, never mind. I don't think you'll be seeing him. Good night, my dear guests. Good night.
Fine reading tonight, madam. I do wish the guests could have seen our Miss Harlow, though. Come to think of it, I wish we could have seen her, too.
Well, I don't see any gifts around, so it seems she's only come to claim Mr. Rodent.
In that case, I predict a huge gift in the foreseeable future.
You've had a vision.
No, but I can imagine the size of the pellets.
Yes, we'll need a wheelbarrow. And then there were three. By popular demand and the dark forces in charge, there are now three Midnight Library activity books with eerie art covers and devilish pages to occupy your idle hands. There's The Library, The Witch, and The Werewolf, a combination gratitude journal and wicked word scramble games. The Witch's Decomposition and Sketchbook, with lined pages for your shifty thoughts and blank pages to sketch them into reality. And everyone's favorite, The Book of Witchcraft Word Search, featuring tons of witchy words and characters and places from the Midnight Library for you to hunt down. Find them all on Amazon under Forbidden Books from the Midnight Library. The Midnight Library is written and produced by me, Miranda Merrick. Our excellent sound design is by Chris at Sounds Like an Earful. We would like to thank everyone at our parent company, Astonishing Legends. The Midnight Library is being crowdfunded by our awesome patrons. They get everything first, plus lots of haunted extras. If you would miss the library if it closed, please support it. Visit patreon.com/midnightlibrary. Do this at midnight for extra protection. to find your favorite Midnight Library, Broom and Fang Pub, or League of Lady Gravediggers bizarre merch, visit redbubble.com/people/midnightlibrary, and everything will be just fine.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.